that Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
On today's episode of The Glue Guys,
Merkel,
we're going to talk about
it's me, Satan.
Vaccinations, Satan, and local ordinances.
I'm seeing you on my Zoom call, my satanic PC, Merkel.
Is that one of Satan's hounds? Is that one of Satan's poodles? Before we get going, just wanted to say that this podcast is brought to you by DirecTV Stream. Get your TV together with the best of live and on demand. Learn more at directtv.com. Welcome back to The Glue Guys. This is Mike Ayer. Say hello, Brian. Check us out on Twitter at BK Glue Guys. Nets, daily.com, The Athletic. Get yourself 50% off at theathletic.com/glue guys. Brian?
Oh, buddy.
Hey, the Nets are back.
The Nets are back. We saw some netties. We saw some netties today.
We are recording this at 1:06 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday, September 27th, which is Nets Media Day. And let me just set the stage a wee bit. Since we last potted, we did an episode called Should We Be Concerned About Kyrie Irving? And the title of the episode was mocking, frankly. Mm-hmm. It was mocking Nick Wright's reports and people like that saying, oh, you know, the Nets may trade Kyrie Irving, but they won't because Kevin Durant won't allow it. So we mock that. So if you're in our podcast app and you see that title, that will be funny now because
we're a little worried. Hey, buddy. Should we do like a disclaimer? Like, this whole episode's going to be about like COVID takes. I mean, like, how do we avoid it at this point? It's been brought. We didn't ask for this fight, Mike. It was brought to us. So, like, we could go and bury the lead like we normally would and talk about Claxton gaining 2.5 pounds over the offseason, you know, and
Is that true? 2.5?
Or whatever it is. But the reality is, you know,
I wonder if that's all in microchips from
it
Satan.
It could be.
That has been injected into his bloodstream.
We pretend like we're above the fray on this show all the time, and I think this time we just have to go. We got to go in, Mike. There's nowhere to go but in, right?
We're literally living in this situation.
We tried to in our 4-hour pre-production meeting on last week. We talked about like let's just wait till he actually starts stacking DNP Facebook memes, you know, satanic Facebook memes, as that would what would appear on the box score, and then address it then. But like we're already here. We may as well.
Yeah, because there's sensitivities like. Obviously, as much as I think everyone should get the vaccine, you know, I do understand like things being put into people's bodies that are new. What a weird sentence.
Yeah,
but like I do slightly understand the other side. Like there's 1% of me that understands that other side. But what tends to happen is that Kyrie Irving speaks and you're just like, oh my God, this is like what the pain with which I feel when I hear him talk sometimes, because I know that he's intelligent and I know that sometimes he's really well thought out, but then he'll just throw a fucking hand grenade into the situation and really decide not to give a shit. And that's basically what we got today. in his Zoom press conference when everyone else was at media.
It was Instagram Live. Instagram Live is where he was broadcasting.
But it was also Zooming to the
I mean, there's so much to get into on this. I don't know where to even start. But like little pangs of frustration are firing off on all cylinders as we're going through this. But yeah.
Well, before we even get to Kyrie, like I don't think anyone else was not at Media Day, which would indicate per local ordinance of New York City laws that everyone else is vaccinated. Everyone else on the team is vaccinated.
You love talking about local ordinances. This is your new. I mean, I often talk about
subpod off of this pod.
Municipalities. Yeah. It's like vague enough, but also specific.
Love municipalities. Yeah. Like, love a good.
Really knows what he's talking about. Local ordinance.
Okay. So again, to set the stage, today was Media Day. Everyone else spoke. It started with Kevin Durant. We actually, leading into Media Day, there was some reporting that Kyrie Irving would be there. And if Kyrie Irving was there, that would in fact mean that he was vaccinated.
Yeah. Got to feel bad for Adam Zagoria, was it? Who fired off a hot
long-time
take.
Long-time reporter.
Long-time reporter. But you know, you go out on a limb like that, you're playing your hand.
Eh. If you don't know the tweet, Adam Zagoria, he sometimes writes for the New York Times, but he like covers like high school and college hoops deeply. He and also U.S. Open tennis, oddly. He reported that league sources told him that Kyrie Irving would be at Media Day. Mm-hmm. This was last night. Today, we get reports from Zach Lowe and many other people that said, hey, Kyrie won't be there because of health and safety protocol, and that he will join the team when they're in San Diego. Because San Diego is not like San Francisco. There's no like restriction on practicing. And obviously it's not like New York City. Mm. Okay. So he's not there. So that confirms for us, we believe that he does not have the vaccine. Technically, we still don't know. He may have been vaccinated.
It's really the lamest part, honestly. Like,
I know.
You know, I don't often talk about it. I don't do this, but like, I mean, go out there and say it. I get it. The HIPAA thing. I actually don't get it. We could edit this out. I don't know.
Okay.
We're trying to talk about this thing. It's a very serious thing. By just saying like, you can't talk about it, it's my privacy thing. Obviously you become a patron saint for anti-vaxxers. Like that's the immediate conclusion that everyone draws. You can look no further than the Instagram Live chat, which was a true den of iniquity. That was an interesting portal into, you know, whatever, you know, if the pits of hell could look a little bit like an Instagram Live chat. Let me tell you that, long as we're talking about satanic thinking.
Well, Brian, anti-vaxxers buy shoes too, you know? And
wait, where did that come from? Who said that?
Michael Jordan said Republicans buy shoes too.
Right, right.
Famously.
Oh, but I was
like, anti-vaxxers buy shoes too, man. Right,
yeah.
You know, you have an audience. Find your audience.
Yeah.
And there's not many NBA players that are going for the anti-vaxxer audience.
Kyrie, a marketing ploy. There you go. That's wearing the old marketing cap.
How fucking cynical is that?
That's very cynical. That's deeply cynical. That's the worst. Let's assume that. I mean, we're only left in a position to assume, right? Marketing. You know, what do we have? We're just grasping at straws.
Let's do this. So we have the ability to play what Kyrie Irving said. These sound bites are from SNY Nets. So that's SNY's Nets video Twitter feed. They cut up bits of the Kyrie Irving. Again, he was on Zoom because due to health and safety protocol, he couldn't be in the building with other people. He was in like an oddly lit office. Like,
right,
Kyrie,
yeah.
Get yourself
a home office.
Get yourself a ring light. Come on, my man.
I do love a home office that leans into like board games in the back. Like this home office is not getting.
There was like a doll as well. Yeah. There's a little doll. So this is a minute long. So I apologize for the length of this, but I think this is good. And then we'll play another clip. But this is, I believe it's Brian Lewis from the Post asking Kyrie Irving a question about his vaccination status.
We can only presume that you're not joining us right now because of vaccination. I'm curious, is that accurate? And if so, or do you expect to be either vaccinated or compliant in time by the time you guys come back from LA after that postseason game, after the preseason game?
Yeah, no, Brian, I appreciate your questions, bro. Honestly, I like to keep that stuff private, man. I'm a human being first, and obviously living in this public sphere, there's just a lot of questions about what's going on and, you know, in the world of Kyrie, and I think I just would love to just keep that private and you know, handle it the right way with my team and go forward together with a plan. So, you know, obviously I'm not able to be present there today, but that doesn't mean that I'm putting any limits on the future of me being able to join the team. And I just want to keep it that way. So we can keep that private. And if anybody has any further questions about that, please, it'd be the same response. I would like to keep that private. And just please respect that. You
know? Okay. So what do we, there's a lot to dig. So, the, and as I'm about to say, like, there's a lot to dig through there. This is kind of the issue because we shouldn't have to dig, right? Right. Like we should, if you're not vaccinated, you should just say, hey, I'm not vaccinated. And if you truly believe that the vaccine's bad, then why don't you, like, honestly, you could say that, right? Like give us some idea of why you think that. But all these guys who are unvaccinated, you've seen it in the NFL, they're all told that it's a just say it's a personal issue, say it's a private issue, and no one can really say anything to you, which is fine. But Kyrie only simply did, he just said,
yeah,
it's a private issue. But then he said a few other things. That point of the stuff. What do you think?
So, I mean, we talked a little bit on the Discord. Shout out to the Discord. I think this point, like, invite is in the YouTube video description or in the Twitter bio. Everybody knows. Really, at this point, like, there's only a couple of sides you can come down on. Like, to your point, you can say, I'm not vaccinated because I don't think it's good for you or it works. Or you can be like me and say, I am vaccinated and I recommend everybody do it because I think it's good for you and we're trying to save civilization here. I think that that's, you know, and I think also beyond that, you can have a good faith argument about like the ethics involved in what is our own civic duty individually about getting, you know, protecting our community and society more generally. Like, you can have a good faith debate about that with somebody who's on the other side on the pretense that, like, I don't really feel that I have a, like, a moral obligation to, like, protect everybody around me all the time. And I think you could, like, walk that down an interesting philosophical path or whatever. But the I don't talk about it path is just, it's just such a rudderless way of handling it. And I don't, I mean, like, I just don't, it's hard to talk about it because I have such,
because it gets you so mad.
It's so annoying. It's so annoying. It's really the most annoying way of handling it. Like, at least engage in this with us, you know, to a certain extent. Like, I'm not saying, like, I would honestly, if you just came up and, like, truly, like, Satan whispered in my ear, don't take the vaccine, that would be better than what you're giving me.
The headline in The Athletic and every other sports media site of, like, Kyrie colon the Satan.
Yeah. Satan said, do take the vaccine. I can't keep it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I feel like Satan traffics in plague and death a little bit. I mean, I don't know which side of what he would be on.
And God probably promotes science if we're really being religious. I mean, like if we believe, you know, that God makes humans, right, and endows humans with intelligence and all that stuff, then the most intelligent humans making a vaccine
would be a thing. I'm happy to engage in the fanfic. Right. I'm happy to. That's better. I go there. You know, but like the...
Well, okay, yeah. And I think... So I know that this was a buzzy article, but not everyone saw the Rolling Stone piece from Matt Sullivan. If you don't know, so the new head of Rolling Stone... was from the Daily Beast. He's actually a big Nets fan, and he's done some really great things he's going to come on the show at some point. Shout out. He's done some great things at Rolling Stone immediately. And what he did was he got Matt Sullivan, who wrote the most recent book about the Nets that had a lot of juicy details in it, to write a piece about anti-vaxxers in the NBA. And most of it was focused around Kyrie Irving. And in that post, there's a couple of different angles. One, he got a quote from Kyrie's aunt, who runs Kyrie's family foundation. So she's not just like you could talk to my aunt. She really wouldn't know about my podcast.
Some fringe aunts. Yeah.
Biz. Yeah. My podcast enterprise. But Tiki Irving does, in fact, know about Kyrie. But the thing why we keep referencing Satan is that in the story, and again, I'll say this is in the story, and there are links to these Instagram posts, but those links have now been... Like, when you go to the link, now it says, oh, that page does not exist. It's that type of situation. This is what it says. Irving, who serves as the vice president of the executive committee of the Players Union, recently started following and liking Instagram posts from conspiracy theorists who claims that secret societies are implanting vaccines in a plot to connect black people to a master computer for a plan of Satan. Now, Brian, I know where this was. So there's a whole reason place where this came from. But before we get to where the Satan link came from, I just want to say, now, the wording of that is interesting. Like, I don't know if that means that Kyrie was actually liking the post that had to do with Satan. It's just maybe he's following a conspiracy theorist who has those theories, and Kyrie wasn't liking the specific one. But if you, Kyrie Irving, in fact believe that the vaccine is a plot to connect black people to a master computer for a plan for Satan, you know what you probably should do? If, like, you believe it, right? If that's a core belief of yours, you may want to say it to the media.
Ah.
Right? Like, if, okay.
You have some, here's an example. You're going to go on the other side of the ethical debate and be like, you have a moral responsibility to warn your fellow man.
People.
Yeah.
If I believed that Dairy Queen blizzards connected people, the Jewish people, to Satan, it has locked them into Satan's master computer, I would be talking on this podcast about how you shouldn't eat Dairy Queen blizzards. But I don't believe that.
Mm.
And so I, in fact, advocate for Dairy Queen blizzards.
This show brought to you by Dairy Queen blizzards.
Like, if you believed that Satan was behind the vaccine, you shouldn't hide behind likes and Instagram posts. You should say it. Because if you believe it, that's a scary thing.
Dude,
like a scary, dramatic thing.
Have you ever seen the movie Blade, you know, the part in it where there's that vampire who's like super morbidly obese and he's like in the, I'm just thinking of artist renderings of Satan at his PC, you know, like that's where my brain goes. So it's kind of a tight, like what's the satanic operating system, dude? That's such a fun.
Is it Linux?
Yeah.
Sorry. Shout out operating system.
It's Windows 10.
Better get that update. And just for everyone's enjoyment, since this is the kind of pod this is, the reason why some people believe that Satan is behind the vaccine is because at one point when Moderna was developing the vaccine, there was an ingredient in it that is not in it now, but is called luciferin. And luciferin,
wow.
I mean, this is Googling.
Did you do this reporting yourself? Is this where?
This is from Reuters.
Oh, right.
You know, like, so there were posts on social media like last spring saying that the Moderna vaccine contains luciferin, which, if you don't know, Lucifer is a name for the devil.
Yeah.
So luciferin is actually, it's a genetic term for light emitting compound found in organisms that generate bioluminescence. So it like glows, like it is something in fireflies that makes them glow. And there was a post in social media saying, I cannot make this up. Moderna vaccine contains luciferin at 66.6 milliliters.
Two things on this.
Sure.
First off, if you're Satan, like, guy, hide the paper trail a little bit. You know, you don't want to slap your name all over. You know, it's not Trump Tower here. You want to slip in some luciferin and try to keep your name off the box. And then second of all, assuming it's not Satan, and that it's just some neglectful scientists branding people, whoever. Guys, come on! Don't give them what they want. Like, if you have kids, Mike. When you're doing the naming of the kids thing, you try to work out like how if you're the Mehovers, right? You try not to name your kid Ben. You know, you try to avoid stepping on the landmine for the son, for the child.
Yeah.
Let's try keep Lucifer off. Out of our chemical names or whatever, just knowing what we know now, if we could, please.
Knowing the climate that we're in,
right.
We really should avoid like Hitler and Satan, sure. Links, right?
Yeah, please.
Just avoid them.
Yeah. Just try to
stay away.
Just get a pen and pad going and just try to work these out a little bit more, a little bit more.
So again, I don't know what Kyrie truly believes. He was not at Media Day because of health and safety protocol. We know that. And I'll play this second clip. So we heard the first one, which was like a nice long answer. And before we get to the second clip, let me say this. He said this line. I want to ask you what you think about it. He said specifically something like, okay, obviously I'm not able to be present today. So he even admits that he wasn't allowed to be there, but I'm not putting any limits on the future. What are we to make of that? Like, because to me, that reads like, hey, I'm going to get the vaccine at some point. But if you haven't got the vaccine now, why not just, like, why not get it?
Here's some marketing for you. They should make a Kyrie Irving brand Ouija board. You know, that's where we're at with this. It's like, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Is it limitless or is it, or is he going to try to wait
great
out?
Movie, Bradley Cooper.
Is he going to try to wait out?
Great Bradley Cooper flick.
For the municipalities and the local ordinances to, I don't know what, like, not exist anymore or, you know, this is what we're left with. Though. It is exhausting. It's exhausting.
Well, speaking of exhausting, so here's what Kevin Durant said. Before Kyrie spoke, Kevin Durant spoke to the media. He said, I expect it not to be an issue, speaking about Kyrie's availability. That's on Kyrie. That's his personal decision. What he does is not on us to speculate. I expect us to have our whole team at some point. So again, I'm diving in the inference bucket. Like, I'm inferring that what he's trying to say is that Kyrie is going to get the shot at some point, because it would be completely wild, and this is a very real possibility, that if he doesn't get vaccinated, that means that he's not playing basketball in Brooklyn, like,
yeah,
or Madison Square Garden or the Chase Center in the Bay or any other local municipality decides to slap on. You have to be vaccinated to play in an indoor arena or be in an indoor arena. That goes for fans too. That's not just like basketball players. That's for every human being that is inside those arenas. They have to be vaccinated in New York City.
Can I say one other thing about now that we're talking about KD? I just kind of feel bad for KD and Harden that they now have to be whatever kind of shield they are for this. Like, Harden in his press conference today said he wants to play with the Nets to the end of his career. He said that was like, you know, a line that just gets completely eclipsed by all this other bullshit. And I think maybe he says that in order, I mean, it's probably true. And it's also like a very helpful and good spirited bone to throw to everybody. And it's just like nothing to be done. You know, it doesn't go anywhere. KD is like, you know, in his own way, to his credit, like, being like, yeah, like, I'm expecting Kyrie to show up. Does that mean, like, he and Harden are going to daddy up on him to the extent that, like, that actually, you know, are they going to beef Scotty and Michael to get Rodman back from, you know, the Carmen Electra bender? You know, I don't know. But one would hope, although this is a wholly different kind of bender. And I just feel bad for those guys that they're constantly having to, like, they've been doing this, honestly, longer and at a higher level, let's just be totally honest, than Kyrie has. And they just go through the motions. They don't go through, I mean, not to say they go through the motions. They do the thing. They just do the thing. And here's the one little bit, and I hate to do this, but the one little bit of, like, the Kyrie Instagram Live thing that really kind of triggered me was, after all of that, he's, to his fans who have, like, lingered after he leaves the Zoom call, he's just kind of, like, on his phone afterwards. And he's like, don't say I never did anything for you guys. It's like, come on, that was great. Like, I did that for you. And it's like, dude, you made everyone go so far out of their fucking way to engage with you, and you gave us nothing. It was so annoying, and for you to be like congratulating yourself in this way is so infuriating.
Well, he said he didn't want drama. Like, he's like, I'm not about drama. This is going to be a great year, and it's like,
and then he talks about being a leader too, and it's like, in your world, Mike, if you ever have a leader who, like, just comes in and sows uncertainty and discord and then, like, refuses to talk about it. Would you say those are high EQ leadership qualities or not so much?
Well, considering I've done a podcast with you for 9 years, I think I survive in that type of environment. That's not true at all.
Who's the leader? You're the leader?
Yeah.
I can't tell.
Bob.
Satan.
Bob Woodrum.
Satan is leader. Hail Satan.
Brian and I were gonna do a segment this year, Manufacture Tension, and we were gonna do one where, like, we're gonna act like Brian's unvaccinated and I'm vaccinated, like, we're just gonna attack each other.
It was pretty dark. Yeah.
But we haven't gone down that road.
Not yet.
No, dude. KD had to deal with this last year. Last media day, just to refresh everyone's memory, going into media day, I think Kyrie released a statement where he basically was like, I'm never talking to people again. And he called he says he doesn't. And then in a preceding Instagram post, he essentially called the media pawns by saying, I don't talk to pawns. Okay. And then he cleaned it up and he like did have like a Zoom session with local media, and he did talk throughout the season. But he left Kevin Durant, a guy who's coming back from injury, to answer all these questions about Kyrie and his injury and his comeback and all this stuff, right? So he had to handle all of that. Kevin Durant, again, at Media Day, has to handle all that. And I think, like, Durant's a big boy, like, and he's used to the spotlight, but he doesn't really love that side of basketball. He he likes talking about basketball. He doesn't like talking about the other BS that surrounds the game. And Kyrie is forcing him to answer questions like that. It is, while also talking to David Letterman, who was at Nets Media Day, which we'll talk about later.
Yeah, I mean, indirectly, if like Kyrie wants to not be talking to the media, he like I think KD executes on that concept at a way higher level. Like, I think that it's possible that KD likes talking to the media exponentially less than Kyrie does, and so he does it to the like with this complete disaffection, and you know, like, you're not going to get anything out of KD ever. Like, he's just basically like he's got this emotional wall up towards media for the most part. Like, occasionally he'll be on a podcast and like show some flair, which is always very appreciated. But like, he just doesn't. You can tell he doesn't want to do it. So he gives them just the bare minimum. He shows up, does the thing, says the platitudes about the season, and then moves on with his life. He doesn't do the I'm not talking to the media circus, which begets more media circus, which,
and then does like a Zoom 3 hours later, like, it's, and like then doesn't say anything.
If I you mean, don't again, like doing just, it so much, you have to just do it just the right. It's like a, you know, it's, I don't know, getting away with anything in like school, you know, like it's you got to play the game a little bit.
Let me just play the second clip. So this is during the Kyrie Irving press conference where pretty basically, there's only like three questions being asked to Kyrie Irving, which was your vaccination status, how's your ankle, and are you going to sign a contract? I mean, a lot of reporters kept trying to get, they're trying to structure a question. And this is what you do in press conferences. You know that the person that you're talking to probably just want to answer a kind of question. So you structure a question that leaves it open enough that where they kind of have to backdoor themselves into an answer. And we get this, I think it was Brian Mahoney, but I forget who said this specifically. They ask him, Kyrie, again about his vaccination status, and this is what Kyrie said.
I understand you want to keep this private, and I do think there's, you know, people should have privacy to a certain extent, but people are speculating about certain stances you have and that you're not going to be available to your team and that kind of thing, and just why don't you want to clear that up to some extent?
Yeah, please respect my privacy. Next question.
As in fans too, they also want to know, not just us.
Yeah, next question.
So I'm trying to be delicate here, but respecting privacy, right?
Okay, interesting.
Again, what Kyrie leaned back on again and again is that this is a private thing. He was asked specifically, hey, Kyrie, do you expect to play in home games this season? Malika Andrews, I believe, asked that, the new host of the NBA Daily Show on ESPN. He said, please respect my privacy, right? So Malika's trying to get this answer from him because she knows that if he says, yeah, I'm going to play home games, that he's eventually then going to get vaccinated. I agree that players, of course, should have a high degree of privacy, not all that different from the privacy that Brian and I enjoys, right?
You could ask me anything. I'm an open book. Go ahead.
But when the thing that you're doing or not doing impacts whether you can in fact do the job that you're being paid to do, us as the entertainment public should be able to ask that kind of question, right?
The question is literally, are you going to be playing this season?
Are you going to be playing basketball games at home? That's the Malik Andrews question, which I didn't play, but that's what it was. And he's like, I just respect my privacy. Yeah. It's like, what privacy? Yeah. Just like either you are not going to get vaccinated, you're not gonna play or
this,
you are.
If you're not going to play this season, good. Let us know. And you can have, we'll leave you alone all season long. We won't talk to you one bit because we'll.
You can go away.
Yeah.
You can go away. You don't have to play basketball. You can just go like play basketball in like Sacramento.
Yeah.
And just wait for games to happen in Sacramento, which is actually probably a bad idea because it's California.
Still California, I was going
to
say.
Yeah, Oklahoma City.
There you go.
Great place to be. Florida. Go to the Florida teams.
There you go.
Play for the Magic. You know, but it's like, just respecting there's nothing private about this decision, unfortunately. Like, either you, if you don't believe in the vaccine, then say that and be like, I'm going to sue the NBA and I'm going to sue New York City because they can't keep me from playing,
right?
Which is actually a route he could go on. Or if he's like, hey, I'm going to get the vaccine, like, he could easily, if he really is going to get the vaccine later, which he basically hinted at and which is what Kevin Durant hinted at, then why don't you just say, hey, I'm going to get the vaccine?
Or just walk us through your thought process. Like, guys, I'm the kind of guy that goes a little bit, you know, I do a lot of my own research. I'm throwing my air quotes on this. Oh, I'm undecided. I haven't given it all the thought that I want to give it. And that's where I'm at with this. Like, you know, just give us, even that is more helpful than like, just respect my privacy. It's just such a non-starter.
I mean, I understand that this is what someone is advising Kyrie Irving. So he's not like making these decisions by himself. I know we like to think of Kyrie as this like, this outsider, this ultimate outsider, right? Who operates without outside the normal matrix of the NBA.
Yeah.
But he's also, as Brian's oil painting right behind him, he's one of Nike's biggest clients. So he's within the Nike mainframe. He also has agents and he has advisors and he does have his family. And Matt Sullivan from Rolling Stone spoke to Kyrie's aunt, Aunt Tiki. And Tiki said, this is what she said. This is basically leading into this quote, was about how any vaccine players skipping home games to dodge New York City ordinance is kind of like in a form of protest. And this is what she said. There's so many other players outside of him who are opting out. I like to think that they would make a way. It could be like every third game. So it still gives you a full season of being interactive and being on the court. But with the limitations that they're, of course, are pressing upon you, there can be some sort of formula where the NBA and the players can come to some sort of agreement. Like there's no shots at Kyrie's aunt, of course. But I just want to say, what this is being cast as the NBA is making this decision. And I know that the NBA is probably pretty happy that they don't have to be the ones making this decision. This comes down to like Mayor de Blasio and the mayor of San Francisco. Like, the government of the city of New York made a local ordinance, my favorite phrase, to decide that no one can be inside a sports arena, concert venue, etc., who isn't vaccinated. Like, that is a decision that's out of the hands of the NBA. Now, the NBA could probably like make some kind of ask for some exemptions or whatever, but they don't want to do that. It's New York City. So what's the protest? Like, what would be the protest if you're not getting it? The only logical conclusion are a few things. He doesn't have it. He's not going to get it. He's not going to play home games while these rules exist. He's going to get it. And for some reason, he's just hasn't gotten it yet. And he's not going to tell us. Or he is, in fact, going to get a medical or religious exemption, of which I don't know who actually gets those. And I'm going to guess I kind of covered politics, not to be too big here, in New York City for a number of years. I'm going to guess when his application, if he submits an application to the city of New York to say, I have a religious reason of why I can't be vaccinated, the political machine of the city of New York will say to that, hey, that's Kyrie Irving, like the guy who plays basketball for the Nets. We, from a PR perspective, are not going to give him a medical religious exemption because he would be we don't want that example out there. And he would be a high profile example of an exemption. So he's not getting an exemption. He may. I don't think he will, though. I don't know, man. It's just, look, how crazy is this that this is the thing? We're talking about all these ridiculous things. This is the thing that Kyrie Irving does to your franchise. He puts you in this position that you have to make, like, wild assumptions outside. We like to talk about, like, Paul Millsap.
About Paul Millsap.
We feel at home about talking about Paul Millsap, Bruce Brown,
yeah,
the cozy confines of a rugged rebounder, and yet we are trying to grapple with, like,
I mean, I was just having tunnel vision just now, being like, this is us for, I mean, really for the first time on the show, have we ever just kind of really, like, kind of done this with, I mean, all throughout COVID, we've been pretty, like, I don't know, not addressing any of this, because also, like, you know, we kind of know our lane. That's never been our lane, but, like, unfortunately, like, this is what happens. There is an end game to all this, and this is where we are. And I don't know. Do you want to take? I mean, I don't know. I think everyone should
calls.
Take calls.
Take calls about vaccine.
There's a portion of our audience out there, and this is just me, like, because I don't want to be seen as, I don't want to do the Kyrie thing. I want to be a leader. You know, if you are in our audience and you have doubts about the efficacy of the vaccine, hit us up in the Discord. Let us know. I'd love to talk to you. I feel very strongly about getting the vaccine.
Don't talk to me.
Mike, get in the Discord. Get in the Discord.
I don't really want to have vaccine debates in our Discord, bro. Yeah,
all right, fine. But I feel strongly that people should get the vaccine. So I don't know. What do you do with that?
So you're going to change minds. That's what you're going to do.
I mean, I'm feeling inspired by all this.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. Coming back, well, actually, like, I think we should have a conversation about how this may impact the team if Kyrie doesn't get a vaccine.
Oh, Jesus.
Coming back after we hear from our delightful sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
And we're back, Brian. Wow. I don't know what ground rules should we even be operating under with Kyrie Irving? Like, should we believe that he's not going to get vaccinated or that he will at some point? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't even know what my assumption should be right now with him. It's a big deal if he doesn't get vaccinated. I just want to remind people, the Nets play in Brooklyn. So that means half of their games are in Brooklyn. That means if he doesn't get vaccinated, he's not playing in half of the basketball games,
let alone playoff games.
The Nets are playing in. Yeah, and I will say, I'll do a little bit of this. The local ordinance.
Oh, geez. Are you going to give them cloud cover with the, is there an expiration date on the ordinance?
We don't know what the expiration is right now, but like the playoffs begin in May, April, May. That's a whiles away. Now, we probably said this last year. We were like, everything's going to be back to normal in 2020. We were in spring of 2020. We're like, right, everything will be back to normal in the fall. And it wasn't.
It was.
And there's probably actually a better chance that things won't be normal come April, March, April, May of 2022. But, you know, things may be a little bit better to where if enough people do get the vaccine, unlike Kyrie Irving, maybe they'll allow unvaccinated people back into everywhere else that vaccinated people are. Like, there's a shot that happens.
I don't want to look, Mike. I've been a Nets fan for a long time. Okay, I've been doing this shit for a while, and this is like the first time in many, many years, maybe ever, that we've been seriously the favorite to win a championship, and we have a window of certain specific amount of time to do that in. If this guy, Mike, if this guy is the reason that this doesn't happen because he couldn't handle the Facebook meme, you know, cottage industry or whatever conspiracy thing.
Yes.
I'm going to lose my shit, Mike. I'm going to lose my shit. I can't have it. This cannot happen. And I'm not going to risk waiting 9 months for the potential that the local municipality and local ordinances suddenly expire. That's not the risk. That's not the bet I want to make. I want to bet that you have a vaccine and then you're playing playoff basketball because you're fine because you're vaccinated and we're playing playoff basketball. I don't want to leave that little window open because I don't know if Kyrie's the kind of guy that's going to try to get through that window. Like, I don't want to put that out there.
Yeah. And I don't want to make too big of a deal of this, but like the Kyrie Kevin Durant relationship is rooted in basketball. Like, Durant has always loved Kyrie's game, and I'm sure Kyrie has always loved Durant's game. And while I'm sure they're genuine friends, like, and they probably have great conversations and play FIFA soccer, like all friendships are based off of, a lot of it is also rooted in playing basketball together. And if Kyrie's removing 50% of the times that they could play basketball together, it does, you know, we made fun of the Nick Wright report that people are like, and Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith said specifically the Nets are going to, you know, even though he denied it later, but he said specifically the Nets could trade Kyrie Irving, but Kevin Durant won't let that happen. If Kyrie Irving doesn't play basketball, like how much really are, like, is like Kevin Durant really going to want to keep playing with Kyrie Irving? Because like the point of them playing together is that they actually play together, right? And so this is, I mean, I know we got energy. We have that kind of like anxious energy of like the post press conference vibe. And maybe in 2 weeks, we're going to be like, well, we should have calmed down. But in the moment, I just want to say, this is more than just Kyrie saying, I'm not going to talk to the media, or Kyrie taking a 2 week vacation. This is Kyrie potentially saying, I'm not going to play 41 home games, because I don't believe in the vaccine that, you know, has saved, literally saved millions of people's lives.
3 billion people have taken this vaccine. 3 billion. So like,
it's great. It's,
we have the largest data set of any, nothing in the world is compares to how much data we have on this fucking thing. Anyways, sorry. Dude, I'm getting, now I'm in doomer mode right now. I'm just like, I, cause I'm just,
vaxxers need shoes too, man.
Because here's the thing.
I'm gonna fucking that's title where that's, episode that.
Dude, that were if that I mean honestly, because like that's like some counterintelligence that I think is like yeah, he's just trying to sell sneakers to anti-vaxxers that kind of like could trigger. Yeah, I know you're probably right that like we're maybe like this is like a hot take express moment, but like we didn't get to pod after all of the news broke, and then when it was confirmed today by, you know, even at the, he always like even leaves it to the last second to find out that like at 9:30 a.m. he's not going to show up via a like Zach Lowe tweet about it. It's like, it's classic. It's just classic all the way through. This is like literally out of the Kyrie Irving sort of playbook that we always we've been, Mike, we've been the, you know, on the forefront of Kyrie defending, calling him a, you know, trademarking the term Kyrie is a chill bro ultimately, and he is perilously close to getting that rescinded, Mike. It's really getting there.
And I'll say this one last line. And then I do want to talk a little basketball about the Kyrie impact.
Yeah.
Like, I will give Kyrie this amount of credit, okay? Like, if anyone's going to be skeptical of government push science, it would be someone who has Native American ancestry who is black, right? And we can and I'm not qualified to even dive deeper into that, but it's a pretty clean line to not trusting sort of an oppressive hand,
sure,
in those communities. So I do understand. I think that there's that amount of space where I'm like, Kyrie's probably like,
well, that's where I'm sensitive to the, like the misinformation and like wanting to talk about it. What I'm not sensitive to is the don't talk to me about it. That's what I'm not sensitive to.
Yeah, talk about it.
Yeah,
actually, if he had come out and I think if he had come out and said something of that effect of like,
we're guessing at whether that's his reason. Like, we have no, but we have no idea. Yeah.
Again, it's sort of like when he went on his sabbatical, in last season, like we. There were so many theories about why. We still don't know why it happened, right? And like, so we can't. And like, yeah, he's a he could be totally private. He could have all the privacy he wants, but also when you don't sort of even give any amount of like information, any thought behind why you're doing certain things, then it kind of, we just, what are we to do? Then what are we just left to be like? Yeah, you can do whatever you want. Like, he can do whatever he wants, but it impacts the team. And let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Let's live in a world where he doesn't get vaccinated and he's not playing any home games. Does that impact the team, Brian?
Dude, it is going to make this a season-long circus of, like, the first order. It really, this will never go away if he's just only playing. Yes. If he just continues to stack DNP's Facebook memes, it's going to be like ESPN. The ESPN guys are ravenous. They're frothing at the mouth to shit on everything about this. Like, it is, Yeah, it's going to be a whole thing. I mean, and wait till like the, you know, the other side of the news spectrum starts, you know, running with this too. Like, there's a whole other like domino effect to this that could get really wild. Like, once the satanic people start getting really into, you know, the whole, anyways, it could get just really wild. Yeah, so it'll be a massive distraction.
The Nets are Tucker Carlson's favorite team.
Right.
It's like he's going to be rocking the black and white like the de Blasio was.
Right. That's a funny idea. But anyways, yeah, so it'll be a whole circus on the court. I mean, of course. I mean, it's like, I mean, how could this not just have downstream effects that are stupid? There's no way that he can play so well in each individual game that it can undo the fact that he's guaranteed to play half a season, let alone all of the massive distractions that come along with it. I'm looking for a silver lining, and it's hard to find one. There's not a great like way to spin the like, well, he'll be well rested, and that's the
that is like the actual silver lining is that he will be well rested, and he'll those road games, like he's going to be, his home road splits will be incredible to look at on Basketball Reference. 20 years from now, no one will even understand it.
That will,
you know, 20 years from now, they'll look at Basketball Reference and be like, Kyrie was electric on the road and did nothing at home.
You know who's really excited for this is 538. They're just like, this is going to be an amazing data set to just pour over. Like, finally, we can isolate for road games. Yeah.
Oh, my God. What an absolute disaster.
It's not good. It's not good. And I
feel bad. We didn't talk about him yet at all today. But Steve Nash, like, I think Nash did an incredible job last year on so many levels. He was able to handle the James Harden trade, like integrating, like we have to remember what James Harden's reputation was coming here to the Nets, what he immediately was doing to the Rockets, how he was like, you know, fat James Harden, right? Even though I think that was just an optical illusion, but out of shape, anti-vax, like, you know, anti-mask.
That's what I tell everyone who's looking at him. I'm like, that's your optical. I'm everywhere from every degree. Look
bad
at
angle.
Me. It's a kaleidoscope.
All that matters is a good angle and how you pull up your pants.
Right.
That's how you can hide a gun.
100%. It was the tuck. It was the tuck that was the problem. Anyways.
Yeah. Nash handled the James Harden situation beautifully, integrated in the team beautifully, handled Kevin Durant recovering from the Achilles wonderfully, brought in Blake Griffin, figured that out at a wonderful level. LaMarcus Aldridge comes in, he leaves. There's all these things that Nash did last year I thought was really like top notch and showed such talent as a coach. And then if you're going to have to handle a situation where like also if Kyrie's unvaccinated, he's going to have to be like separated from the team.
He's going
to
be tested constantly. There's going to be, Yeah, it's a problem.
He's going to be wearing masks all the time. Like there's all of these things that he's himself is like, it's not going to be fun.
That's what he said. It's not going to be fun. I'm not going to have fun.
This season's not about fun. Now, he literally said in his Instagram again, he said, you know, I'm not about that drama and all. I'm like, all right, man. And like, again, like it goes all back to this. Like, if you truly don't believe in the vaccine, you really, really don't believe in it. I know this would be bad for fanning the flames of like disinformation, but you kind of could say that. You could say,
I respect it more. I'm saying unequivocally, that's the way to at least engage in the conversation. Not knowing whether you have it or not and not telling us why is just like, but obviously conspicuously you aren't and have whatever weird Instagram reasons for not or whatever. All we can do is guess. It's just like, it's like classic, like, you know, to your point earlier, like, we don't have any right to your privacy in almost any other context, but for, are you going to just be there? Can we expect you to be there? That's all. That's all we want to know. And we can't even deduce that. And maybe he just shows up on opening night and is like, lol, you know, got you. And that seems plausible. ultimately seems plausible. And we'll look back at this episode and be like, God, he really got us. But
you know what I love, though, is that, so everyone spoke at Media Day, and Patty Mills is one of them. If you hear Patty Mills speak for like 3 seconds, you're like, what a guy.
Yeah.
And he said that he got the vaccine, and he thinks players should be leaders in that charge. We should be, you know, that it should be the player's responsibility to show the community that it's an important thing to get. which is like Patty obviously knows that he's saying that, like, he doesn't give a shit that Kyrie doesn't feel that way. Wait, what did Kyrie say? There's no way he said this. All right, I'm not even gonna read this.
What?
No, there's some
okay fake news.
There's something that there's no way. If Kyrie actually said this thing that I'm looking at on Twitter, I will. That'll be it for me.
okay. Well, there's a little nugget for you.
Yeah.
Mike.
Sorry.
Mike's eyes are like rolling in the back.
I was just like, this can't be true. All right. Sorry. You shouldn't read Twitter as you do a podcast. I think that's
you shouldn't the moral do it. Of the story. Well, Mike, I mean, on the court, we can do the whole on the court thing. We have plenty of time. We've got a whole nother, got a week of preseason basketball here coming up, which will be interesting.
We play the Lakers on Sunday.
Yeah, I'll be dirty streaming, so hit us up. Hit us up. Always. This whole season I'll be dirty, but this is on the down low, Mike. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, I won't. Cam Thomas is going to get a lot more time than I thought.
Yeah, Patty Mills like does stand to benefit enormously from this if he even wants that amount of workload. I doubt that he does, but or maybe he does. He seems like a gamer.
So, there's a lot to talk about. This was a pretty long episode just simply about vaccines.
Just raging.
I mean, obviously, if anyone's listening at this point, then you're with us and you're here in this moment, and I appreciate all of you. If for any reason that people that didn't really like the episode that for some reason hopped in at the end of this episode to be like, hey, I wonder what they said at the end. Well, you know, apologies. You know, Brian and I really don't like, we like being just talking about the Nets and talking about basketball and fake trades and that's where we like to live. Mm. But as you said, when your private matters, like if you're going to be on the court.
Yeah.
Like, what are we to do? You know, just get vaccinated. It's
go get vaccinated, everybody. Where do they find
great.
Us? Yeah. I felt good to get that off the chest, honestly. Like, I feel a little bit like flushed out. Maybe I'll disagree with a lot of it. I said, I don't think so. Maybe I will. I don't know. But at least maybe we'll disagree with the way that I said some of it. But who knows?
Nah, we'll
be fine.
No, we're not perfect.
Yeah,
no one's perfect, Brian.
Epic Gay Glue Guys. Where do they find us, Mike?
Epic Gay Glue Guys on Twitter, netsdaily.com, The Athletic. Get yourself behind that paywall.
We got tuckered out by this. We got like, that was like exhausting. It was cathartic. Something happened there.
I'm exhausted. Wow. But I feel good. I mean, I don't feel like we said anything too bad. netspod@gmail.com. We also take voicemails. Let me get the voicemail number as we're talking. It's a really great way just to get involved in the show because, like, obviously there's email and we love the email, and the email is a great way just like, hey, quick message to everyone. But we also really like to get like a perfect little voice message. We can put it right into the show. That number is 646-598-9690. 646-598-9690.
Thank you. Bye, everybody. Thanks.